You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host, Chris Chambers, and I have the honor and the distinct privilege of having a conversation with Ms. Paula Nelson. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Very good. I'm doing well. And of course, Paula, it represents the business Young Living Essential Oils in our chapter, in our BNI chapter. And we actually, this is the first ever Winning Edge podcast recording that doing using the Zoom platform online. So I did want to mention that the audio may sound a little bit different than they typically do, but this has proven to be a very a beneficial platform. In fact, and we'll talk about this in a little bit, Paula, but we had our BNI online, which was using the Zoom platform earlier today. So anyhow, there's a lot of benefits of using the Zoom platform. Anyhow, with all that being said, what we want to do, Paula, talk about you a little bit. We want to learn a little bit more about you personally. We want to know about your business. We want you to tell us a little bit more about your business. And then I do want to get your take as a new BNI member on kind of what your thoughts are here at the early outset of BNI. And then we want to know, of course, what are some good referrals for you? Who are your ideal clients? Who you can help through your products? And then finally, we want to end with a kind of a rapid fire section. I just got a few questions for you that we'll close it out with, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. Well, as always, we're going to start with this question. Who is Paula Nelson?
Paula Nelson is a retired Army officer and a retired newspaper editor. She's over the age of 65. She retired in 1999 after 20 years of service to Brooksville, Florida, born in Tampa. Father was an Air Force officer. Sister is a retired IRS auditor. I have the sister still and two cousins, and that's the extent of my family. In the area, anywhere, actually.
Now, one interesting fact about you, Paula, is we were talking before we started recording. You've been in Hernando County now for 21 years, right?
Yeah.
And I believe you said that is the longest in your entire life where you've ever lived in a single place. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, of course, that would be due to, you mentioned your father was in the Air Force, and then you served 20 years retired from the Army. That's something you moved around quite a bit. And when we met in our one-to-one here not all that long ago, you mentioned Tampa, Florida. You moved and lived in England. You lived in Idaho, West Virginia, then Lakeland, Florida. I believe you actually, your family, right? A lot of Florida Southern graduates.
My father and my sister, yes.
Both. All right. And then you moved to St. Louis, Missouri. You then moved to Germany. And then back to St. Louis. I think you then went to Chicago, Illinois, before finally finding your way here to Brooksville and Hernando County. Is that right?
Stalker. Yes.
Question for you. You've obviously been here in Hernando County longer than anywhere else. But what has been maybe your favorite place to live in your entire life, in all the places that you've been?
Boy. I think where I grew up and went to school, which would be St. Louis,
because
that's where the family grounded itself after my dad retired, and there was stability there. So,
yeah.
Friends.
Now, are you as far as you follow any of the sports teams there in St. Louis?
No. St. Louis doesn't have any sports teams. It used to.
All right. So tell us this. Another thing, you do have some hobbies that you enjoy. In fact, you do some teaching as well with these hobbies. But tell us about that a little bit. What are some of the hobbies that you partake in?
Well, I'm an amateur cyclist. That's something that actually BNI is responsible for. But I have been teaching Middle Eastern dance, which loosely translates to tribal belly dance since 2010 with my dance partner. And with the same dance partner, we both went to certifications for Tai Chi and Qigong. Okay. So I use Tai Chi and Qigong as a personal practice. It's a moving meditation. It's very calming. It's very relaxing. Energy management, anger management, you name it.
Yeah, I think you mentioned the Qigong. Go ahead. I was just going to say the Qigong, actually the Qi, right, is this idea of cultivating energy. Yes. It's actually like a moving meditation, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is.
And you use that really to help to offset stress.
Yes. Okay. That's exactly what it's for.
So you've been doing that obviously, a long time. Back to the real quick, the amateur cyclist, you mentioned B&I is responsible for that. Did you get that with through Patricia Laird?
It actually started with Marianne Bryant. Yeah. I was talking to her one day. She was trying to get me to come to B&I. And we got into a conversation of the members that were in the group, and she mentioned Patricia Laird, which is Crankwork. And I had just gotten counseling from the VA that, maybe I need to do something a little bit more aerobic than what I normally do. And in fact, my health counselor asked me if I thought about a bike, and that was all it took. Because I used to bike when I was in Chicago, done 100 miles on a tandem a couple of times, which is, you have to have two people to do that. So, that wasn't an option. But just decided to get back into cycling as a health kick. And again, almost like a moving meditation. You go out there, you may be with a bunch of people, but it's you and the bike. And after talking to Marianne, went into Crankworks, looked at three bikes, left with one. So that was before I got into B&I.
And then, of course, Marianne, I believe she did some belly dancing teaching or things as well, right?
She was one of our star students. Oh yeah.
Very cool. Additionally, what we want to talk about is. Your business, obviously, Young Living Essential Oils. How did you get started in this business?
I had a friend who had put on her Facebook page that she had just joined Young Living, and she did a couple of Facebook lives with her daughter, and she was going over the starter kit. And she was discussing all the different oils in the kit, and then she mentioned one that at the time was still in the kit. It isn't any longer. It's called Valor. And I was getting ready to go to a teacher training in St. Louis, and I was feeling a little daunted by that. And so I decided I would buy this oil and see if that made a difference. And some people react well to oils. Some people, it's an immediate connection. Some people need to work with them a little bit longer. This oil and I hit it off right away. And so that was the beginning of my curiosity, I guess you could say, about essential oils. And I got back from the training, joined her team as a distributor, and that was pretty much the end of it. Started using the products, 13 oils in a diffuser, different supplement packages come with it, but pretty much the oils in the diffuser, started using them and started seeing a difference in the way I wasn't coming down with seasonal sniffles or so. I started doing a little bit more research that has kind of dovetailed to the point where I plan to go and get certified in aromatherapy to get in even deeper with this. So You know, it was just a string with knots, right? And you just kind of pull yourself along.
So it's essential oils, then, is not something that you've been using for many, many years?
Since 2014.
Okay, yeah, very cool. Okay. Now, tell us a little bit, what are essential oils? For those that may not be familiar with essential oils, what are they?
Well, if you want to break it down to just the bare bones of it, the essential oils are the lifeblood of the plant. They're, if you wanted to get more technical with it, according to a friend of mine, they're the volatile, fragrant molecules in a plant.
Okay.
Just as an example, lavender. Lavender, after it's harvested, needs to sit for 2 hours before it's distilled. What happens when the lavender is sitting, if the plant's still alive, the plant realizes something's happened. And so the plant puts out emergency help. And so the molecules increase as the plant tries to save itself, and that's when they distill it. So the molecules in the oil are what we react to.
Okay. And so again, this is all natural, plant-based.
Yeah.
Things. Yeah, you know, I know, you know, we met the other day. We went ahead and purchased the starter kit that you mentioned there, and in there, and again, I'm not even sure which ones were used. My wife used it, but my daughter, my baby, she's 10 months, just turned 10 months old, and so she, you know, went down later at night. She got up the next morning, and her eyes were kind of she had some leakage in her eyes, and they were kind of, you know, shut, and so Stephanie said, well, you know, I've heard that these essential oils might be able to help with that. And I said, hey, here it is. Let's give it a shot. So she did a little bit of research, figured out, you know, what might work, ended up putting it around her eyes, laid her down, you know, for a nap, woke her up. And I mean, they look better almost immediately, you know. We did that over a period of a couple of days, and she doesn't have any leakage anymore. So, again, I don't know exactly how it works, but
it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. Yeah, exactly. It definitely felt like magic. And I know there's, you know, I have family members that use this, for, like I've mentioned, coughing. If you have some coughing fits, you're having a hard time sleeping, you know, putting things on your feet. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Did you have any other specific, like, hacks, if you will, of ways that you can use some of these oils?
Well, the Young Living makes two kinds of oils, two different bottles. Let me just put it that way. There is your standard bottle, and then there's the bottle with the white label. The white labeled bottles are all 5 milliliters. They're not any larger than that. And those are the oils that have been approved for cooking, ingesting. You want to make tea with them. There's a blend of oils that we use that is thieves. And I make tea out of it, or okay. I add it to tea, hot water, that, and lemon. Mm-hmm. It's an immunology kind of thing. It's got, eucalyptus, rosemary, clove, and lemon. So
yeah, immunology. So you're talking about ways to boost the immune system, right?
Yep, okay. That's the word I was looking for.
and certainly in the time that we're living in right now, in the time we're recording, we have this coronavirus, you know, this pandemic that we're dealing with, you know, not just here in the U.S., but kind of worldwide. And so these are things that certainly is important. We want to make sure that our immune system is working as best as possible. And so these oils may be able to assist the body in making sure that we can ward off, you know, viruses and things like that, right? Yeah, very cool.
Anything that you can do, down to just taking vitamin C, yeah. Making sure you take your vitamins and then add whatever else you can.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's good. Now, you know, you mentioned how you got into the business, What is it about these oils in particular that kind of get you going? You know, why are you passionate about your business? Let me ask it that way.
When I was younger, I used to love perfume. Just amazing. I had a fairly extensive collection. And then as I got older, my olfactory system isn't as good as it used to be. And so I can be walking around in a store, and if somebody's got on a perfume that's got synthetic ingredients in it, it smells horrible. I do a lot of association with smell. I mean, as you're growing up, if you remember what your grandmother's kitchen smelled like, or you remember when you walked into your dad's office or his garage, you know, things like that. Smells tie us to memories.
Sure, absolutely.
And every one of the oils that I have smelled so far, I mean, it's like a cornucopia of different feelings in my head, bringing me back to, smelling rose is remembering my mother. Mm-hmm. Smelling anything with vanilla in it reminds me of the perfume she used to wear. So I diffuse essential oils in my house. It is a non-toxic way of cleaning your environment. It purifies the air. You don't have to worry about the chemical warning sheets that you can find on a lot of the air fresheners these days. Something as simple as dryer sheets. You know, there's and I can't remember what they're called. They're warning sheets. I'm drawing a blank right now. If you go on and you look at, for example, All Free and Clear, they've got a warning sheet on there that tells you the chemicals that are being activated by heat. Okay. So it's not, you know, all clean smelling. It's got a darker side to it. So what I do is I have wool dryer balls. Mm-hmm. Right? You can get them at Walmart. You can get them almost anywhere. And I put 5 drops of lavender on each one of them that I've got, and that's my dryer sheet.
Yeah, there's a long list of these kind of like hacks, right? These oils can be used for. No, that's very cool. Now you've been involved in BNI for a short time. I joined, I believe, the end of January this year, right?
Yep. Okay. 28th of January.
Yeah. So you know, you have obviously fresh eyes for this whole networking world, right? I know for me, when I first joined, it was definitely eye opening. It was a bit scary at first. I had a lot to learn. I felt like there was a piece of my brain that got turned on. I said, okay, yeah, let's start doing these kind of things. And once that happens, you know, it kind of becomes just more natural, right? So what is your experience in BNI been like so far in this first couple of months?
Well, the first two times I went, I was an invited guest. I was a visitor. I was blown away by the precision, the focus, the coherence of every member in their 30 seconds coming out and saying what they were looking for or what they needed or giving testimonials. And when it came to me, I was just like, what? So I had to scramble. And, you know, I'm still working on what my 30 second is. And it changes week to week for what's going on or what I need or who I can help. And it's amazing. I went into BNI looking for this kind of a group.
Yeah.
I really did. And so when I saw that it was going to be, yeah, it's a commitment, but, you know, you've been needing a commitment for a while, and this is like put up or shut up. Within the first meeting, I was going to join.
Yeah.
Had to do some financial shifting and moving, and then I joined on the next meeting. So it's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
It's what I needed.
Yeah, that definitely adds a layer of accountability, all right, to business owners, for business owners that can be helpful, that sometimes can go missing. And definitely that can help to really push a business forward, for sure. Now, for those that you know, anyone that may be listening, obviously we do these podcasts primarily for you know, our members of the Winning Edge. We can kind of quickly, right, get to know one another just by listening. However, there are folks that may be listening outside of that that sphere. And if there's somebody listening that's not a part of the B&I world, right? You know, B&I, we meet once a week, every single week, right? 52 weeks a year. And we do that so we can, like you said, tell one another what we're looking for, what referrals we're looking for, and then the rest of our group, how many other folks from the group are now looking for Paula Nelson. All right, who can I refer to Paula Nelson, right? And so on and so forth. And because of that, it works really, really well. Obviously, it's helped to grow my business tremendously. Now, because of the coronavirus that we're dealing with, B&I had to, and really, I applaud them, you know, the global B&I, you know, national, B&I national, all those things, because they quickly figured out a platform for thousands of chapters, right, to be able to come together and find a way to still meet in spite of, you know, the closures and everything that we're dealing with. But that being said, you and I were in our first B&I online experience earlier today, and just kind of wanted to get you, you know, obviously you know what it typically looks like in our meetings, and you saw what it looked like today. How do you think it went?
Well, for the first time out, you had 67 people show up, and all of them green into the process for the BNI online, but everybody was game.
Yeah.
You know, everybody tried. There were some communications or you know, cell phone issues. You know, that's just the way it goes. I was really impressed. I mean, somebody made a comment, well, it was pretty good. And yeah, for 67 people to get online and to get their 30 to 45 seconds out there, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Again, it served its purpose, and now we can go on about our week, you know, even if we are confined to our homes, when we're talking to folks on, you know, the phone or doing these kind of videos or whatever. You know, we can be thinking about how we can still help one another, certainly get through this difficult time. I'll be honest. I think B&I could be huge for businesses, small businesses in particular, to get through this period, you know, to help one another.
Yeah.
In particular. So anyhow, thank you for that. I certainly appreciate that. I did want to go back real quick, because there's a piece that I didn't talk about when we were talking about what you've done in the past and your history. And you mentioned newspaper editor, right?
Yeah.
You want to talk briefly about that?
In 1999, I retired to Hernando County from points north, mostly Chicago, Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. And within 2 weeks, I was bored. So I went and got a job, of all places, at Goodwill, which, you know, it worked for 6 months. And then I got bored, because it was more manual than it was mental. And I saw an advertisement in the paper that they were looking for a news clerk at Hernando Today, which was under the Tampa Tribune. And so I went in and applied and got the job. I was in that job from, let's say, June until January, and then the news clerk, who had been bumped up to become an editor in training, a paginator, had a medical issue. She came back and took the news clerk job, which is what I had, and I got bumped into being a paginator, and I had 3 days to get it right. And pagination, if you don't know what it is where you have a software program in front of you that lays out how the paper is going to look. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
And I just fell in love with it. And did that until 2005, when I was put into an editor position. So 2005 and 2011, I was the special sections editor for Hernando Today. So I did Out and About, which was the Friday edition, and I did Health Today.
Yeah. No, very, very cool. I thought that was interesting, you know, kind of experience that you had there. So I did want you to mention that. Now we have just a few more minutes before we'll end this particular episode. Before we do that, though, what I wanted, two things. One, number one, I want to know who is or who are the ideal clients for Young Living.
Boy, that's a question. People that, and I say people, it's your friends, your neighbors, your family, yourself,
yeah,
dealing with anxiety. They need emotional support. They need supplement support. They want natural health. They want to get rid of the toxins in underneath their kitchen sink. They want to focus. They want sleep, relaxation. They need anger management. There's so many different essential oils, singles and blends that Young Living makes that are targeted to specific things. That's outside of the cleaning and the supplements and all the other things that the company has got. So it's, if you were just looking at oils are what made the company.
Yeah.
And that's what the company was built from. Everything else has grown out of the basics of the essential oils. So everybody can be one of those people.
And are there particular things, you know, when I'm meeting with my clients, when I'm meeting with family members, friends, so on and so forth, are there particular, you know, triggers or phrases, words, things like that I could be listening for? To know, hey, you know what, I think Paula can help you.
I just went over all of them. It's the same list. It's someone that is, like right now, how many people are stressed?
Yeah.
How many people have anxiety, right? Yeah. Who needs emotional support?
Yeah.
And focus or anger management or any of these things. I mean, that's one of the, and I jokingly say anger management. There was a blend that I tried one time that I tried it as kind of a last resort, and it worked. So there's so many oils in this company that it's, and I haven't tried them all.
Yeah, no, I got
haven't tried them all.
And you also there's a program that you work with the VA currently, and it is called the Whole Health for Life program, and you're actually doing some training, some teaching prior to this coronavirus issue, and I guess they shut the program down, the services down for through maybe May or so. But if you would just briefly tell us about what is that program. So if there may be veterans out there or folks who have veterans in their life, what is that Whole Health for Life program?
The Whole Health for Life is it's a proactive health and well-being program. It's new. It can't be older than 3 years old.
Okay.
Their focus is to as much as possible get the veterans off of the opioids,
yeah,
off of the heavy drugs, and find alternate methods in order to reduce the stress, reduce the anger. That's what the when I was helping with the Tai Chi class, that's what we were working with. It was mental and it was physical. It's just a soft movement. But the Whole Health for Life program is out of Tampa. In order to get more information, what they need to do is call Whole Health for Life. Okay. And I've got the phone number for that. Yeah. And that's 813-558-3969.
Okay.
And what you can do with that, if you're a veteran, you call, you ask to get into you want to go to their orientation. Yeah. You have to go through the orientation before you can do anything. The orientations are held in Brooksville. They're held, I believe, in Newport Richey. They're held in Zephyr Hills, which is where I went.
Okay.
The VA community-based outreach center in Brooksville is more and more and more they're pulling into. They have a Tai Chi class on Tuesdays when we get back going. Yeah. They have a yoga instructor. They have plans to do healthy cooking. I mean, it just goes over the whole spectrum of spirit and soul, the mind, the body, personal development, food and drink, and to recharge. So,
and then of course, you know, it sounds to me like these essential oils may be able to even work in tandem with a program like that to help relieve some of the stress like that. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, is looking to get, you know, some of those products that you've mentioned, some of these essential oils, or is looking for, you know, hacks or even looking to potentially sell the product, how could they get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Phone, text. Okay,
what's the phone number?
My phone number is 352-346-4710. I answer it up to 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. And you do receive text messages?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right.
And I do deliver.
And you do deliver. Yeah, absolutely. Well, with that being said, we just got a few more quick questions for you as far as the rapid fire. So let's do that real quick. What's the best book that you have ever read? It could be networking or otherwise. What would you, what's the best book?
Well, if you want to talk networking, I'd say Giver's Gain. So far, I'm working my way through that. But otherwise, I'd call something from J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay, yeah. You got a favorite there?
Pardon?
You have a favorite? The Hobbit or?
Actually, it's the one you don't really hear that much about. It's called The Silmarillion. That's the first one.
Okay.
That's pre any of them. It's an experience to read it.
Okay. Very cool. What about next? Then, what is the most important networking trait in your opinion?
Listening.
Why is that so important?
Because if you're talking all the time, you don't listen, and if you don't listen, you don't know what your customer needs, or wants. Or desires, so you're just basically serving yourself.
What is one either networking secret or business tip that you, if you could go back earlier in life, you'd go backwards in time and tell your earlier self something, either a business tip, networking tip, what would that be?
To talk to everyone. Okay. To put the introvert in the corner and let the extrovert come out.
Okay, all right. And then, finally, we were talking about this earlier, but what is the most profound piece of advice that you wish you had known earlier in life?
Know your why.
Okay, talk about that.
And be passionate about your why.
Yeah, tell me a little bit more about that.
Your why is, every business out there can tell you what they do.
Yeah.
Not so many people can say why they do what they do. Equal amount can say how they do it. So when we talk to people, we talk about what we do, how we do it, and then sometimes we talk about why. It should be the other way around. You should be talking about why you do something, to help people, to assist people in going toxic free, to lift their spirits, to make an all-natural household instead of using the toxins that we have all over the house. Mm-hmm. The why is controlled by the limbic, which is the almost frontal lobe of the brain, and that is your emotions, that's your decision-making, and your feeling. Well, for me, and I'm left-handed and dyslexic, so everything is backwards, everything that the limbic does comes into the essential oil world, because that's also where the olfactory is. So the smell, the texture, it all comes from the why for me.
Okay. So, and you even mentioned, you know, Apple. You think back to the early days of Apple, right? Yeah, and they have iPhones and iPads and so on and so forth. But you mentioned that, you know, most companies, most businesses start with the what and then start talking about the how, and then they eventually maybe get to the why. You mentioned that Apple started with the why, right?
Yeah.
And that's why everybody got in, you know, so interested in Apple. That's why they were so successful. And then they did tell you how they were going to do things, how they were going to solve your problems. And ultimately, then they would tell you what is going to ultimately, you know, solve whatever that issue. And so, no, that's very good. I appreciate that. And Paula Nelson, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. I did too.
We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!